A crowd of over 9,000 people gave a big welcome to Bernie Sanders at Eastern Michigan University's Convocation Center. The presidential hopeful addressed medical issues some Flint residents are having because of the water contamination.
That is happening all over that city. And all I could say right now, and I don't want to be overly political, I've called for Snyder's resignation. No, I mean this seriously. This is not, I've called for Snyder's resignation.
The senator said that if local governments don't fix the water crisis in Flint, then the federal government needs to take over. Many in the crowd were college students like Laura Zube. She was glad to hear that he wants to offer free tuition at public universities.
A lot of the time you see politicians who just like kind of lean on like, I guess, emotion and like trying to get people to like think that they are going to do good things. But he was actually like supporting his ideas and like trying to make people understand what he wanted to do.
Improving medical benefits for all Americans as well as eco-pay for women were among popular issues among Sanders supporters. Increasing the minimum wage to $15 an hour also got the crowd excited, even among people who are still on the fence, like Steve Kowalski.
I'm an undecided voter, I guess, but everything that he said really made sense to me, and I really like the way that he talks about fairness and justice, and that's what resonates with me.
The senator is confident that he will win the Michigan primary election in March.
When we began, we were 30 points down in New Hampshire. Didn't quite turn out that way.
Sanders spoke for over an hour. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.